Franklin Graham blames the swamp for January 6. Our only hope is Almighty God and His Son Jesus. By Hannah Blow on January 6, 2022. Reverend Franklin Graham on Thursday released a statement on the anniversary of January 6, blaming the protest on the swamp and reminding the country that we won't find our hope in politicians but only in Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Today marks 1 year since the attack on our nation's capital. Many people may disagree with me, but I blame the swamp. The vast majority of the million or so people who went to Washington that day were patriots who love this country and were there to take a stand for our nation. Graham began, noting that those people represented millions who were fed up with the greed and corruption of politics. But those who stormed the Capitol, destroying property, even causing injury and death, were wrong. What they did should have never happened. But if the January 6th committee wants to find the truth about who was behind the attack, they don't have to look any further than Washington and its corruption. He continued, urging Americans to come together and pray for the restoration of the nation. This great country is being lost, collapsing from within. As we begin 2022, join me in praying for our nation and its leaders. We won't find our hope in politicians. The only true hope is in Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ, Graham continued. If we will repent and turn from our sins as a people, He will forgive and bring the healing that only He can. But it begins with each individual heart, and that includes you. Have you asked Jesus Christ to forgive you, heal your heart, and be the Lord of your life? He asked. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off the Biden administration's remarks on the anniversary of the January 6th protests by comparing it to the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, as well as the Pearl Harbor bombing in 1941. Unlike the January 6th protest at the Capitol, both of those attacks resulted in the death of thousands of Americans. President Biden, however, said he did not want January 6th protests to turn into a contemporary political battle between himself and former President Donald Trump, yet he referenced Trump 16 times during his speech.